Joining us now, he's from Sun Mountain. Steve Snyders joins us. Steve, welcome into the golf shop.
Thanks for having me.
Man, we have you on every year, you know, end of the year, beginning of the year, sometime around the PGA merchandise show, and you guys always have something great to talk about. What's the latest offerings from Sun Mountain this time around?
Well, there are so many things to talk about. On the stand bag front, I'll mention the 2.5 plus. So that's the 2.5-pound golf bag that Sun Mountain introduced a couple years ago, and the 2018 version has a few added things that gave it a plus.
Oh, man, yeah. I mean, 2.5 pounds is unbelievable. I always thought that people wanted to get more exercise and they should be carrying around like 40 or 50 pounds, right? But no, I mean, it's a good thing to have, and it's full of features and everything, so it's not just like the skinny down golf bag version, is it?
No, this is a full-size golf bag that has room for 14 clubs. It has a four-way divided top. It has a stand mechanism, a solid base. It's a legitimate full-size bag.
Steve, when you talk about your stand bag business, I mean, we could probably find out from you how walking rounds are comparing to cart rounds now. I mean, are you guys still seeing, obviously you're putting more innovation into it, that stand bags are still, there's still a place for them, even though every course is trying to get that revenue from the cart?
Yeah, we still sell more cart bags, or we still sell more carry bags than cart bags. So, you know, what people do with those bags, I think there's, you know, a lot of people that get carry bags and carry them sometimes and use them on the back of a cart sometimes.
Yeah, is that kind of the hardest thing from an innovation standpoint, is creating a bag that can do both things? I mean, you see some of these smaller bags, when they go on a cart, they don't work out so well, or they kind of get trashed when they go on a cart. I mean, is there a lot of innovation going into that to be able to transfer it, you know, one round it's on the cart, the next round you're walking with it?
Yeah, it's definitely something that is designed into them. So Sun Mountain's stand bags, the foot mechanism that allows the legs to pop out, it's recessed under the base so it can't get tripped up, like catching on the bumper of the cart. And then we have straps that can hold the legs to the bags so they're not coming out when you don't want them to.
Yeah, I mean, my exposure to Sun Mountain really started, I mean, fairly recently when you guys were involved with the Symetra Tour starting in 2007, but your history goes back, you know, 35 years to the early 80s when you guys, weren't you the first to introduce sort of the backpack concept to carry bags? So, this is a big part of your history and your legacy, right?
That's right. Yeah, the company started in 1981, and we're the first ones to create the lightweight stand bag with the modern material. So, yes, borrowing from materials and technology that was being used in backpacking and apply it to a golf bag.
Now, for the people that want to still walk but not necessarily carry their bag, what's the latest on push carts?
Well, the push carts, you know, another innovation by Sun Mountain. Sun Mountain introduced the speed cart in 1999 and continues to improve it. So for 2018, there's a three-wheeled cart called the Speed Cart GT and a four-wheeled cart called the Micro Cart. And as you say, you know, it's a great way to get around. You don't have to carry your clubs, but you still have your traditional bag and all your pockets and things you want to bring with you, but you don't have to worry about shouldering it yourself.
And that's another area where innovation has to come into play, because people that have push carts want all these things. They want the umbrella holder, they want the cup holder, they want something to keep
the scorecard. Put their phone, their golf GPS, everything.
That becomes a huge part of it. You know, you kind of look for the guy on league night who's got the cart so he can carry everything for you.
Well, and I'm curious, culturally, are there courses or areas of the country where there's less of a stigma assigned to push carts? I mean, around here in the Carolinas, it seems that unless you're in the mountains, it's mostly older folks who have push carts. But I know there are places around the country where people prefer the push cart to the gas or battery-powered ride cart, correct?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, and we're a little skewed. We're in the Pacific Northwest where there's a lot of push cart use out here. But, you know, you see it on the college teams. You know, there's a lot of college kids using push carts now, and the junior tours, and you mentioned the Symetra Tour earlier. I mean, a lot of these groups that are allowing push cart use now. So I think we're seeing it come from the bottom up now, too, with the younger people, coming up playing with them.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing, too, is that you have to kind of figure that the younger audience, and they're going to have to be, you know, there's going to have to be things that draw them to push carts. I mean, as opposed, not everybody can afford a caddy. You know, Mike talked about it on the Symetra Tour. I mean, a lot of these younger players just coming out of college. I mean, they may not be able to afford a full-time caddy or even, you know, be able to get a part-time caddy sometimes. So having that push cart, and, you know, obviously it doesn't talk back to you when you hit a bad shot, but you can still blame it as your caddy, can't you?
Oh, yeah, you can kick it and it doesn't care.
Well, and they don't roll away like they used to. That first generation of pull carts, if you didn't place it on the side of a hill or whatever exactly right, you could find yourself chasing your bag down a hill.
Yeah, so like the brake system on Sun Mountain's carts now have a pin system, so the wheel has a disc that has holes in it where this pin can insert, so it really holds it steady, and that's not an issue anymore. And it's amazing. I mean, the use of them, and you know, you think about it, you can put your range finder in there, your phone, and your keys, and like you mentioned, the umbrella holder, and now we have cigar holders and drink holders and sand seed mix bottle holders. There's a whole host of accessories you can get for these carts now.
Yeah, do you see golf courses allowing people to walk more? I mean, as we progress through this, I mean, you know, everybody's trying to, you know, get healthier and be fitter. Are you seeing it loosen up a little bit with maybe golf courses that are traditionally cart only, maybe loosening up a little bit in the afternoon and letting people go out and walk, and it doesn't, you know, they're not charging them $15 to walk and push a cart or carry a bag?
Yeah, that's it. You know, my sense is that there seems like, you know, some of that was real estate driven, and it seems like the courses are being designed to be a little more walker friendly now than maybe they were at sometimes in the 80s and 90s. But you know, and some courses have times of day where walking is allowed, and other times of day where it's not. So it seems to me like, you know, if people want a particular means of transportation, enough people ask for it, they're going to be able to get their way.
All right, well, we're talking to Steve Snyders from Sun Mountain Sports, and I'm curious. You went from all this innovation in the bags, and you guys were really the first to come up with a super comfortable double strap bag, you know, what do you call it? Double strap for your bag, I guess, to keep carrying it more comfortable. But in the 90s, you guys really made a name with rain gear. Now, how is rain gear kept up with changing times in terms of technology and comfort and breathability? I mean, you guys are maintaining that. There are tour players who wear Sun Mountain who aren't Sun Mountain athletes, correct?
That's right. And that chain, you know, fabric technology changes really rapidly. So there's probably, you know, more changes from a fabrication standpoint in outerwear than there is in any of the other product lines Sun Mountain has. The top of the line for 2018 is called the Elite, and it has a fabric that's called 37.5, and it is very good at transporting moisture to the outside surface and evaporating it away, so it dries really quickly. It breathes phenomenally well. And then Sun Mountain adds the waterproof coating to it. So, you know, that's where a lot of the technology is going, is how can we get this to be more breathable and more comfortable but still be waterproof?
Yeah, and I mean, there's a great variety of jackets and vests. I mean, I remember you guys being at the Tour Edge Media Day years ago and giving this blue pullover. I still wear it. I mean, I think it's like 4, maybe 5 years old or something, and I'm still wearing that thing, and it's held together phenomenally. I mean, that's one of the things that Sun Mountain's known for, is not only how good it is, but how long these things last.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, people send in pictures, and people talk to us all the time about, you know, these old products they have. And it's funny looking at some of the patterns, and the sizing has changed. You know, you get these Black Watch plaid from 1992 that still looks great, just a little bit dated.
Well, and as far as rain gear goes, I mean, I've never worn rain pants. In fact, I've never golfed in a pair of pants. Even growing up in New England and playing in the 40s and 30s, I've never worn pants playing golf. But I was wondering, I played with a guy one time who slipped on some rain pants, and he had cut out the pockets so that he could reach into the pockets of his pants that he was used to having all of his, you know, the tees and extra ball and ball marker in. Is that part of the technology, or am I just missing? Is this guy just crazy?
Well, the top of the line pants at Sun Mountain have a pocket, but they also have a zipper, so you can unzip the zipper and reach into your own pockets. You can have both. You don't have to cut your own pockets out to reach in.
All right, because I had a football coach when I was on his staff, and he actually sewed all of our pockets closed. He had the equipment guy sew our pockets closed, so he said, you can't coach with your hands in your pockets. And then we said, well, where do we put all our stuff, coach? Hadn't really thought that through.
Well, we have thought that through. So, you know, maybe that guy that cut his pockets off got a hold of our designers and said, hey, can you help me out here?
Perhaps. Brilliant R&D.
I mean, are you still seeing in outerwear, are you still seeing kind of a good mix between things that maybe, you know, zip, quarter zip, half zip, or zip all the way down? I mean, it's kind of personal preference, isn't it? I mean, I don't really like things that zip all the way down. I'm more of the quarter zip kind of person, or even a half zip. Are you still kind of, you know, the marketplace still kind of 50-50 on that?
Yeah, you know, so most of our items, we have both options. We'll have a pullover with a half zip, and we'll have a full zip. You know, some people, there's pros and cons. You know, the zipper would cause it to kind of bunch out a little bit more. It's like when you lean over to putt, sometimes, you know, the belly of your jacket wants to pooch out. So some people don't like the full zip for that reason, but then other people don't like pulling a jacket over their head. So you just have to, you know, pick whatever your preference is and go from there.
Well, Steve, I've got, this is my very own Jerry Seinfeld question. If the clothing is waterproof, how does it get clean in the washing machine?
Well, it just never gets dirty, so you just don't have to worry about it. It just sheds everything.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I'll take that as an answer.
Wow, I did not see that question coming. All right, so let's move on now, since I don't want to have any more of those questions out of Mike. The other area where Sun Mountain does a great job is in the travel bag department. What's new in terms of travel bags?
So the travel bag that Sun Mountain has is called the Club Glider, and it has a patented leg that comes out with wheels on it. So all the weight is supported, as opposed to just having wheels on the base and then the weight being on the person's arm. You know, these legs come out and support all the weight, and it makes it so easy. And then they just are spring-loaded, so they fold away so you can check your bag without having to worry about it getting damaged.
Do you have one that American Airlines can't lose?
We'll have to get one of those tracker chips and put it in there.
Well, you know, you guys do have to deal with TSA on this and the airlines, right? I mean, figuring out, you know, kind of staying ahead of what their new changes might be in terms of what you're allowing, correct?
Yeah, there's no doubt that that comes into play. And, you know, what's allowed weight-wise and what's allowed, you know, as far as the durability is concerned, we just, you know, make it as durable as we can and hope that it can survive the punishment that's dished out sometimes.
You know, I mean, and it's always interesting that it seems like the more social media we get and the more we pay attention, the more professional golf clubs are getting lost, like, frequently. It's amazing that, you know, all these men and women are traveling all around the world to these tournaments, and they get priority luggage and all this, and their clubs still disappear. I mean, how do you lose golf clubs?
Well, that takes an effort, you'd think.
Yeah, without a layover. That's even better. You don't have a layover, and you still lost your clubs.
No change in planes, nothing. The bag just disappears, and it's got a, you know, when it does show up, it's got the nice big priority tag on it. Yeah.
Yeah, and when the guy who wants to steal mine opens the bag and he sees they're left-handed, he's like, damn it.
Well, Steve, are you guys going to be at the Tour Edge media event again this year?
We will. Ooh. I will be there.
Ooh. Well, I will look forward to catching up with you then. And as always, I like that maybe there's a little gift that we get. I don't know. I mean, I'm just throwing it out there.
We'll see what we can do. And, you know, rumor has it that I might have some new push carts with me that I've not seen yet. But there might be something on the horizon.
Well, there you go. Well, Steve, man, as always, we appreciate you coming on with us. And we look forward to some great stuff out of Sun Mountain. And we'll catch you down at the merchandise show.
Yes, indeed. Thanks for having me on.